At 10:30 a.m., National Portrait Gallery Director Nicholas Cullinan welcomes the audience and introduces Catherine MacLeod, curator of the exhibition. He describes the source of Elizabethan treasures, drawn from the collections of the National Portrait Gallery, as well as loans from public and private collections, which illuminate the careers of the two leading artists of the era, Nicholas Hilliard and Isaac Oliver. He cites the exquisitely produced portrait miniatures as some of the greatest works of art produced in English cultural history. Hilliard, a craft-trained goldsmith, came from Devon, and Isaac Oliver from a Huguenot background in France. In their time, compared with Michelangelo and Raphael, the pair gained international recognition. Miniatures became popular with the ruling and aspirational middle class. The intimate form, serving both as a mark of status and loyalty, but also, interestingly, as a secret coding of the individual's position within the taut and Byzantine structure of society which they inhabited. Personalities emerged in the Elizabethan era of complex and dazzling power. The spymaster and lodestone of power, Lord Walsingham. The epic traveller and naval firebrand, Sir Francis Drake. The brilliant poet and hero, Sir Walter Raleigh. These stars in orbit of the so-called Gloriana, Queen Elizabeth I. Her power amplified and crystallized by the immaculate perfection of Hilliard's minute depictions. Hilliard trained in the customary apprenticeship to be a goldsmith, which craft he continued in parallel with his practice of miniature painting throughout his career. Beyond his first miniature of Queen Elizabeth, commissioned in 1572, he became her favorite, with the greatest single access to the ruler and her court. Oliver, on the other hand, came from an immigrant family, refugees from France. He lived in an immigrant community in London, and brought with him the artistic influence of the European culture from which he emerged. Miniatures were painted in watercolour on vellum, which was then mounted usually on playing cards, which provided a suitable support. The frames in gold, extravagantly chased and embossed, gilded and bejewelled ovals with glass, and could be worn around the neck and within clothing. They could be worn open, and the subject seen by others, or closed, bearing a secret and mysterious significance. They could figure as items of loyalty and bonding in the growing tradition of love lockets with promise and dedication. The very privacy and secrecy characterized the extraordinary complexity of Elizabethan society and culture, with its delight in imaginative fantasies and elaborate masks. Some of the exhibits show the taste for exotic role-play with elaborately coiffed hair, particularly the males, who strut like peacocks of decorative presence. Hilliard enjoyed patronage of the highest order throughout his career. He was engaged in designed medals on objects of virtue, used in diplomatic missions and charters. His works were used as gifts in concluding treaties with the courts of France and Spain, as the English resolved their troubled relations in 1604 with the accession of James I. Queen Elizabeth's portraits, with their web of laced ruffs and opulent ornaments, became not only icons but tools of power, as factors in documents and treatises. Hilliard understood how to apply his skills both in art and crafts with maximum and precise effect. The tendency of his treatment is flattering and smoothly enameled surfaces, where Oliver's have an acute description, sometimes unflattering, of the personality with which he was faced. Consequently, in the competition between the two leading artists, Hilliard retained the essential favour and access from his royal patrons.